Revelation, last book in the Bible, chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf. And the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for this picture that you've showed us in the Word of God this morning. Now, God, please help our pastor as he comes and opens up the Word of God to us. Help us to be ready vessels to hear what you have for us through the man of God today. Bless him. Bless us. And Father, most important, if there's one in this room this morning that does not know for sure they're going to heaven when they die, I pray through the preaching they'd hear what God would want them to do and be saved this morning before they leave. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated this morning, obviously our service is running a little close to our time for departure. That means go home. So since we're running a little bit later than usual, we'll have to move a little more quickly through this time of the message. It's a sad day in America when you're preachers have to follow lunch schedules instead of God's schedules. But we'll get through it, don't worry. Now, I need you to turn your cell phone off. If you have one, check it. Make sure it's off. Or turn to vibrate. If not, now I want you to notice this booth over here where these men are sitting. It's linked up to the Department of Motor Vehicles. And if your cell phone goes off, that screen will come down and we're all going to see your driver's license picture and find out how much you lied about your weight. So now, make sure you be very careful that it's turned off or to vibrate so it does not go off during the service. We would appreciate that very much. I want you to sit and listen very carefully this morning. Revelation chapter 4. I had Brother Evans read the whole chapter because he's not very spiritual. He needed to read some Bible. But the other thing is, it shows us what happens as soon as, look, Revelation chapter 4 is what you see the moment after Christ comes to take us to heaven, the rapture of the church. Trump of God sounds, dead in Christ rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, and we're gone in an instant. This Revelation 4 is what you see after that event. Heaven's open, the door's open, a voice like a trumpet said, Come up hither, trump of God sounds, dead in Christ rise first. That's right after the rapture. In Revelation chapter 4, the saved are caught up together. We immediately go to heaven, and the Bible says we see a throne. And it's a rainbow throne that's tied into the Noah and the ark and how the rainbow, God put the bow in heaven to remind that would never be a destruction by flood again. And the rainbow throne is to remind those who have gone to heaven there is no judgment here. You're not going to be judged for your sins. You'll be judged, but not for sins. And then it talked about 24 elders. And I'm sorry I can't have time to develop this for you, but in the Revelation, there's a lot of figurative language. All you have to look for is the expression, like as, like unto. So there's a lot of figurative language just in chapter 4. And it talks about 24 elders. It ties into the children of Israel and how there were 24 offices of the priesthood that took care of things around the tabernacle. And frankly, if you'll just trust me on this one this morning, the 24 elders is just a picture, an analogous picture of the saved in heaven. And how they were clothed in white raiment. And the Bible said God put golden crowns on our heads. And then we look to the throne, and there's God. And there are these creatures that are there to testify to who God is. Holy, holy, holy. Lord, God Almighty, which was and is to come. Every time creatures are around the throne of God, they always speak of God in a threefold sense. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And then I want you to look in Revelation chapter 4 this morning, please. And I want you to look at verse number 10. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever. Look at this statement, verse 10. And cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. There's a little event right here I want to pull out for a moment this morning. The saved are gathered around God. We have already been to the judgment seat of Christ. Apparently, white raiment, crowns already for reward are given us. But at the moment, we have not been to heaven for very long, the Bible says, before you take the crown off and you cast it at the foot of the throne of God. Casting our crowns before His feet. You receive a crown from the Lord because after the judgment seat of Christ, where every one of us as Christians, every individual Christian, will stand in front of the Lord Jesus Christ, not to be examined for their sin, but for their life to be examined. And what did you do with the life He gave you from the moment of your salvation to that moment and the impact of that life? And then God's people, the Bible says, are rewarded. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and other places, Romans chapter 14, other places in the Bible. But now please listen. And at that time of examination, for some people, there are certain crowns given them. There are five mentioned specifically in the Bible. There's the crown for those who battle with and overcome the work of the carnal nature. There's the soul winner's crown for those who emphasize and put a great emphasis on the Great Commission and winning people to Christ. There's a crown there for those who endure trials in this life. The Bible says there's a crown of righteousness just for doing the right thing. And there's also the fifth crown is a crown for full-time servants who give their life to serve God full-time with their lives. Everyone is rewarded for what they do for God with their life. But some of those who are rewarded with this crown. Now let me explain to you, when we think of crown in the Bible, I've been to London several times and I've been to the Tower of London and seen the crown jewels. Unbelievable. Trillions of dollars, no doubt, worth of jewelry in this huge case. And you got a little conveyor belt sort of thing that goes along there, and you stand on that and it just sort of moves you slowly past the crown jewels of the royalty of England. There are diamonds in there the size of your fist and rubies and emeralds, and they're all set in crowns and amulets and all different sorts of things that they have. And you know, it's kind of funny when you think about it. They take that stuff out of there once a lifetime maybe, put it on someone's head, and they do like this, and they put it back in the case, and everybody else goes and looks at it. When we think of a crown, that's what we think of. We think of a royal, kingly, royalty type of crown. This crown here is not that at all. This crown, now listen carefully, this crown he speaks of here is a crown that is given in reward for service to the sovereign, winning battles in victory, winning battles and having victory in battles. Sometimes these crowns were given out for athletic contests. They still do it today in the Olympic Games. And it's a wreath, as it were. This crown he's speaking of here is a crown that was given for accomplishment, achievement, and attainment. It's not about royalty. It was given by a sovereign or given by a king. These crowns spoken of here were given us by the King of Kings. And it's at the beginning of our time in heaven. And the first thing the Bible says these folks do is they take the crowns off and they cast them at his feet. And I thought to myself, why would they cast a crown down, take the crown off their head and cast it at the Lord's feet? You could have that thing forever. And they'll have earned it, trust me. There's a martyr's crown. There's a crown for people having gone through trials and tribulations in their life. There's crowns there you don't get a crown from the Lord because you sat in a church on a Sunday morning and made a Sunday morning appearance and got up and went on about your life. There's no crown for casual Christianity. So if someone gets one of these crowns, they paid a price. They did some things for God. They sacrificed a deal. And they gave themselves to the Lord. And after earning this crown, and the idea of him crowning these people is he does it in front of all of the saved of humanity. And places one of these crowns on their heads. And they stand before others and turn, and he places the crown. They've earned this now. And Revelation chapter 4 and verse 10 says, they no sooner earn it than they take it and throw it at his feet. I want to talk to you about why casting crowns at his feet. Well, the first reason is most obvious. See in verse 10 where it says they take the crowns and they cast them at his feet. Verse 11 tells you why. Because they say, for thou art worthy, O Lord. You know why we don't walk around in heaven wearing the golden crowns of trials and tribulations and troubles and difficulties and righteousness and standing up for God or serving him full time? You know why you don't walk around in heaven with a crown on your head? Because there's only one who deserves to wear a crown in heaven. And that's the Almighty God of heaven, ladies and gentlemen. He's the one who is worthy. That idea of, say, what, Pastor Johnson, I mean, after I worked that hard and God blessed me enough to give that to me. Look, ladies and gentlemen, we all have our little trophies we have that we have earned. If you got a mom or a grandma, she's got them. If you don't, she'll put that up there on the, you know, spelling all the words right in the third grade. And she's still got that somewhere. And all the little trophies and things that we have. If you're a hunter, you put up your mounts of things that you killed. And all these different things we attain and achieve in our lives. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying if you work hard for something and you receive it, then it means something to you. I don't even have my diploma up in my office. I received an honorary doctorate, I don't know how long, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, something like that. I don't have that up in my office. You go in my office here at the church. I don't even have my diploma. So if you're wondering if I went to school, I did. I may not act like it, but I did go to Bible college and got a degree. I have an honorary doctor. That's right, bro, Dr. Johnson. Come in my office. I got pictures of golf holes. That's what I have up there. On the shelves across from my desk, I've got things I've collected, missions trips I've made around the world. And every now and then I'll stop and I'll look at them and I go, oh, yeah, I remember that. That was in India. That was in Africa. That was in the jungles in South America, Central America. That was from the Philippines, and this is a place. They remind me of things. You think those kind of things that are remembrances to us, you're in heaven, ladies and gentlemen. You have a crown. You mean you don't want it? No, you don't. Because there's only one who's worthy of wearing a crown in heaven, and that's the Almighty God of heaven who sits on the throne. Now you look at me this morning. The truth of the matter is we're not going to change our thinking a whole lot when we get to heaven. If you believe he is worthy now, then the crowns of this life really don't matter that much. All the attaboys, the pats on the backs, all the things that people say to us, of us, about us, all the adulation, all the kindnesses, I don't get any of that, Pastor Johnson, then I feel sorry for you this morning. But the truth is, if he is the only one that's worthy of anything good and right in your life, then the crown casting is just another moment where we get to say, okay, the truth is, I don't want to walk around in heaven wearing a crown. The only reason I'm there is because of him. That's the only reason. I have a salvation I didn't have to pay for. I have eternal life that I did not deserve. I have forgiveness that I could never make right in the sight of God. But He did it for me. And the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, paid for my salvation. And God the Father wrought the idea and wrote it down in the Bible. And some soul winner gave me the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I accepted Him as my personal Savior. And now I'm in heaven. I'm going to walk around with something on my head to talk about my accomplishments when I'm in a place I don't deserve. Have something I did not earn. No, He is worthy. That's how it is now too, by the way. Anything you have, everything you have, everything you ever accomplish in your life. We live in a world today, people just about dislocate their shoulders, patting themselves on the back for who they are, what they are, and what they accomplish. When the Bible says, Jesus made it clear, without me, Jesus, ye can do nothing. God, help us with talented people. God, help us with gifted people. God, help us with football players who run down in an end zone and smash a pig bladder on the ground and point up to God like somehow or another He had something to do with this accomplishment. So, well, at least they're showing some appreciation. Truth is, most of them don't even know who they're pointing at or who they're talking to. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand the very breath of your body is in the hands of God this morning? Do you understand today that anything and everything about you in your life, every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning? Do you realize anything that's right about me and right about you comes from the Almighty God of heaven? Every bit of it. We get to heaven and we're going to walk around with a crown on our head that says, well, I did the right thing. Well, of course you did the right thing, but you wouldn't have known what that was if it wasn't for a Bible and you didn't write that book. And you know, it's amazing when you stop to think about it, friend. The gift of God is eternal life. We've quoted that verse so many times in our life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. We have quoted that thing so many times, I think we fail to realize the awesomeness of the statement that something that is so magnificent and omnipotent and all-powerful as eternal life came from God through Jesus, His sacrifice, and our simple faith in Him. And we're going to walk around in heaven with a crown saying, we are worthy. No, we're not. He's going to pat you on the back and put a crown on your head and say, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't know how many steps we take. I don't know how long we have to wait. But somewhere in there, those 24 elders took that crown off and they cast it at His feet and said, no, sir. No, sir. Thou art worthy. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of honor. He's worthy of glory. Is that how you look at it right now this morning? Say, well, when I get to heaven, I'll change my mind. No, you won't. No, you won't. Someone will have to tell you what to do. But right now, did you get out of bed this morning and say, He is worthy? I have breath in my body. He is worthy. I have health in my body. He is worthy. I have a roof over my head. He is worthy. I had food to eat if I wanted it. He is worthy. You have love. You have care. You have people who watch out over you. You got a family. You got a marriage. You got family. You got kids. You got people who watch out for you. You got a job. You got a nation like America in which you live. Then He is worthy. I don't know what's going to happen to the rest of society, and it would seem the way that they're going. They make such a big deal out of things that really don't matter. I mean, that just don't seem to be that important after all. When the championships of whatever it is they're playing are finished, and the trophies are handed out, and when they get out of their limousines and walk across their red carpets to receive their statues or whatever it is that they get, 10 years from now, no one's even going to know who they were or what their name was or what reward or award they received from mankind. But listen to me. 10 million years from right now, you will still be in heaven by the blood of Jesus Christ. You think about that for a moment. And you think we're going to walk past Him? Jesus will be there, you know. You think we're going to walk past Him in heaven and say, yeah, look at this crown. I am worthy. That's why your religion of works is not going to make it, friend. You understand that this morning? That's why if you're here today and what you believe is that you have to live a certain way to get to heaven or be a certain religion or be a certain ism or whatever to get to heaven, that's why you understand you're not going to heaven. No one's going to go to heaven and say how worthy they were, how worthy their certificate of baptism was, how worthy their church was, how worthy their religious life, or how worthy they were. They're going to all be saying, how worthy is the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world? All that we can and will do for the Lord is because of the gift of salvation, the grace of God to continue, strength to endure, mercies new every morning, His word to guide and supply us, His will to direct us. Seriously. And we want to wear crowns in heaven. No, I understand a little better now. Because He is worthy, that's why. That's why they cast crowns at His feet. And they cast crowns at His feet because of why we earn these crowns. Well, it was a lot of work, Pastor Johnson. That crown of righteousness. For doing the right thing. Seriously. Now look at me. Look at me this morning. Seriously. For doing the right thing. I know the world's messed up today. And right is wrong and wrong is right. In the world's minds. Not in God's people's minds. Unless you're letting the world infect you and affect your thinking. I'm sorry, right is still right and wrong is still wrong. And we're not changing that. Not under this roof and not where you live. Better not go that way at your house. You sit there and keep pumping television and Hollywood and everything else into your eyes and mind and life. They'll keep telling you right's wrong and right's wrong's right until you start to believe that kind of junk. Can you imagine, though, getting to heaven and the Lord says, you know, you did the right thing. Here's a crown. Well, question. Why not do the right thing? It's easier to do the wrong, but why not do the right thing? It's good that he acknowledges that, and it's wonderful that he acknowledges it, and before others he says, you know what? She did the right thing. This is good. But then I'm going to walk through a perfect place called heaven. With righteousness I did not earn, imputed righteousness that was given me at salvation, and I did what the Bible said, and I want to wear a crown for that? No, I don't think so. There's crowns for people who go through trials in life. Well, I've watched them too. Incredible difficulties and suffering and times of life. And watch the grace of God in their life. And I think to myself, man, these people are some kind of good Christians. And they are. I've been blessed to see that. Honestly, I don't want to see anybody suffer or have hard times in their life. But it's incredible to me how the grace of God can carry a person through times like that. When you get to heaven, the Bible says you endure a trial, he'll give you a crown for that. But then those who have gone through trials in life, they're going to take that crown off and say, but I wouldn't have made it through the trial if it wasn't for the grace of God, and cast it at his feet. Now you get to heaven, you'll understand all the reasons and purposes for those trials, and if not, it won't make a difference anyway because you're in heaven. Who gives a flip about what happened down here anyway? And so now we're going to wear a crown for trials? No, sir. No, sir. Crown for full-time Christian workers. People who give their life in ministry full-time for their life. Boy, you know, when I hear these preachers, sometimes they say, well, before I went to ministry, I was making a lot of money and I could have been a millionaire if I hadn't gone in the ministry. You know, the truth is I've been preaching now for over 30 years. I don't care what I could have been. It doesn't make any difference what my life would have been like. And I don't care what, honestly, I could have retired by now. So I went in the ministry, so I'm retired all the time. No, just kidding. But the truth is, I was an air traffic controller in the service. High pressure job. Loved the pressure. So I went in the ministry to get away from the pressure. And it's interesting. So full-time Christian workers. So you get a crown for a calling that was not yours, a Bible you didn't write that you preached, a power that was not yours that came from God, provision taken care of by the Lord. And I'm going to walk around in heaven going, I was a pastor for 30 years. No, no. Are you getting the picture tonight? This morning? Are you hearing me this morning? We cast our crowns at his feet because of why we received the crown. It wasn't about us. So some reason, some way, God gave us a Bible to follow and a calling for us and a will of God to live by, and we get rewarded for this, and I'm going to walk around in heaven about what did I do? See, that's what's wrong with people today who take all the credit for what they do in their life. I'll take all the credit. I'll take all the credit for every mistake I ever made. I'll take credit for that. I'll take all the credit for all the dumb stuff I've ever done in my life. I'll take credit for that. Brother, I've done a bunch of dumb things. Who said amen? Throw that man in the parking lot. Last week I was coming out of the jail preaching at the jail. I was coming out of the jail, and the guy had just been released. And he was coming out with his little bag of stuff coming out of the jail, and you have to go through a metal detector to get in and out of the jail. And he came out, I just finished up and I was getting my Bible and I was about to turn and walk out. And he walked through the metal detector going out, released, and it beeped. Beep, beep, beep. And he turned around like that. And I said, hey man, you gotta go back. That's it. You gotta go back now. And he went, oh no. I go, hey, go on, they want you back. Come on, get back in there. Like I said, I've done a lot of dumb stuff. It was none of my business. That's just the way it goes. Poor guy said, no, I'm just kidding, man. I don't even work here. See you. Here's a track. Go to church. So I walked out the door. How easily can we forget whose good health gave us, where good health comes from, where you got your job? Oh, yeah, it's one of those messages. Yeah, that's you. And we're going to have to pry that stinking crown off your head in heaven. You really think you, no, excuse me. In an instant, oh my soul, why did I get a crown? I don't deserve to have anything. Everything I have came from God. You can have this back, sir, and cast it at his feet. Why cast crowns at his feet? Because thou art worthy, Lord, to receive honor and glory and praise. Look at me. It's another way we get to say thank you. Just another way we get to say thank you. We've lost our appreciation, I believe, as a nation collectively. And I believe today, maybe in this room, some of us need to remind ourselves that every good and every perfect gift did come from God. And we have a golden crown. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to walk on the stuff. The street is made of pure gold, the Bible says. So trust me, it'd be like the mayor calling you down to the city and giving you a crown of concrete or asphalt. So what in the world do I want that for? They pave the streets with the stuff. Exactly. And we get to heaven. Now he has said, thank you for well done, good and faithful servant. And then we get to take a crown and say, and thank you that I even get to be here. And thank you for getting me through all the stuff. And thank you. And you cast your crowns at his feet. Spend any time thanking God this morning, this week. Huh? We have that thing where we pray for our food. You know, rub-a-dub-dub, let's eat the grub, yay, Buddha, that kind of stuff. Hail Mary, full of grace, help me not to hit my face, not too high, not too low. Come on, Mary, go, 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 you know. We just kind of bow and say our little prayers and stuff. Not even thinking about the fact we have food in front of us to eat. Seriously, come on, people. The truth of the matter is, it's another way to say thank you. We cast our crowns at his feet. I get this from you. Thank you, sir. Now, Lord, thank you. You know why we cast crowns at his feet? Because of who we're with. So I'm looking over here, ladies and gentlemen, as you will do. And there's the Apostle Paul. That little humpback, bug-eyed Jew preacher traveled all around the Mediterranean Crescent, preached the gospel, won people to Christ, established churches. That saw the gospel go all around the Mediterranean Crescent to Spain, then to Wales, then to America, and you. And I look over and there's the Apostle Paul. And he takes off his crown and casts it at the Lord's feet. And I'm going to stand there with one on my head? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. 70+ million Baptist people have laid down their life for their faith. People had their, literally tortured to death for what they believe. And I'm going to stand next to some dad who forfeited his family's life. One at a time, they line them up in front of the persecutors. Catholics, Protestants, they'd line them up in front of them. They'd take dad, mom, children, and they'd tell them, you'll recant your faith or your family will pay for it with their life right here and right now. And they say, we can't do that. And they'd start with the littlest one and open her stomach up and let her intestines fall out in front of her parents. Take the others and stick their head in buckets of water and drown them. Take the wife and chain her with a weight of to her hands and her feet and push her off at the dock and watch her drown. Then burn him at the stake. And I'm going to stand next to that man. My biggest problem was it was so hot in Reading. And he takes his crown off and throws it at Jesus' feet. And I'm going to stand there with a crown on my head? I don't think so. Great people of faith. We're with them. We're in that crowd right there. Listen to me. We're right there with those people. And those people who sacrifice so much, and the martyrs, etc., they take their crowns off and cast them at the feet. And I'm going to walk around with a crown on my head because I did what was right in a society that had gone wrong? No, I don't think so. No, I really don't. I was raised by my grandparents for a good portion of my life. They taught me a love of America and patriotism. One of the things, I say it's a simple thing, it's really not, but my grandfather always taught me, you're out in public and you're wearing a hat and the flag goes by, you take your hat off. So when I was growing up, my grandfather would say, you didn't take your hat off, somebody come and knock it off your head. Now you'd get sued and wind up in a camp somewhere. Because why do you want to wear your hat in front of the flag? That's not respectful. Why would I want to wear a crown in front of the people of faith who gave themselves for the cause of Christ? Well, I understand. Casting crowns at the throne, right at the foot. It also is a picture of submission. The one who gave it to you, it's not disrespect, it's submission, and it's acknowledgement that it comes from Him. My question to you this morning is this, my friend. Number one, will you be there to cast crowns at His feet? That's salvation. That's trusting Christ as your Savior. Number two, is your attitude now what it will be one day in relation to what God's doing in your life right now? And number three, when we get there, we will cast our crowns at His feet. Let's stand to our feet, please, would you, this morning?